Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And I'm Karen Moscow, 617 on Wall Street. Bloomberg Daybreak is out on customer terminals, bringing you all the news you need to start your day. Let's get a check of the latest headlines from Chris Kirkham at the Bloomberg Daybreak desk. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Karen. Crude prices fell this morning after Saudi Arabia shunned deeper production cuts. The oil minister said OPEC is highly likely to extend curbs at the same level for another 9 months and may go further if stockpiles stay high. President Trump's call to step up the fight against terrorism may resonate at today's visit to NATO headquarters in Brussels. Still, Trump may encounter resistance from Italy and Germany when it comes to raising defense spending. The GOP healthcare bill will raise the number of uninsured Americans by 23 million over a decade and make coverage costlier for the poor. Health Secretary Tom Price called the analysis wrong. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the House may need to change the bill and repass it. And the labor market spotlight shines on today's initial jobless claims. Weekly claims may stay near multi-decade lows, suggesting employers prefer to retain staff rather than lay them off. For all the news you need to start your day, check out Daybreak on your mobile phone on the Bloomberg Anywhere app. Karen?
All right, Chris Kirkham, thank you. We are watching some earnings crossing the Bloomberg. We heard from Royal Bank of Canada to report its second quarter profit that beat analyst estimates, and Sears reported a first quarter loss per share of $2.15. Futures, meanwhile, are higher. S&P futures up 7 points, Dow futures up 79, NASDAQ futures up 20. DAX in Germany is up about 0.2% now. 10-year Treasury down 1/32nd, yield 2.25%. NYMEX crude oil down 0.9% or 45 cents to $50.91 a barrel. COMEX gold up 0.25% or $3.30 to $12.59.80 an ounce. The euro, $1.1217. The yen, 111.88. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash. Now here's Michael Barr with more on what's going on around the world. Michael.
Karen, Attorney General Jeff Sessions did not disclose contacts he had with a Russian official while serving as a U.S. senator when he applied for a security clearance. The Justice Department acknowledged the omission. Sessions hadn't listed two meetings he had last year with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. China's government warned a U.S. warship to leave waters around a reef that it claims was in the South China Sea. China says the ship was trespassing on its territory and undermining security in the region. In sports and baseball, the Yankees shut out the Royals 3-0. The Mets lost to the Padres 6-5. The Red Sox, the Nationals, and the A's were all winners. The Orioles and the Giants lost. Finally, from Daybreak on the Bloomberg Terminal, while other airlines have been getting some bad press lately, at least one airline deserves a pat on the back. Three aviation websites and U.S. News ranked Alaska Airlines as either the best U.S. airline or having the best rewards program this year. The secret to its success? Empowering its employees. Bob, instead of blindly following protocol, every employee can dole out money and other goodies to resolve complaints.
Well, let's talk about the elephant in the lighted aisle, shall we? I've been looking here to see where United may have ranked, but I haven't found it yet. If I find it, I'll let you know.
That might be telling. According to J.D. Power, empowerment builds good morale and strong customer loyalty. I'm Michael Barr. This is Bloomberg.
Bloomberg Brief. News, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts.
Right on time, right on topic. Chris Sell joins us now. He writes for the Bloomberg Brief Oil Buyer's Guide. And let's drill deeper now into the news out of the OPEC meeting in Vienna. The oil cartel appears set to extend cuts for 9 months. And that much we might have expected, but we've learned they also talked about the possibility of extending those production curbs for a full year. Chris, you can almost hear the knees rattling among the shale producers. Not.
I can't hear anything. Some news actually is also just coming out now that it seems like OPEC has agreed actually to extend. I mean, it's the biggest non-surprise, frankly. Everyone has been saying they had no other choice in the days and weeks building up to this meeting in Vienna today. Saudi Arabia and Russia were very united in their wish that cuts will be extended. And even this morning, Al-Falah, the Saudi Arabian energy minister, said it was highly likely that the cuts will be extended by 9 months. And that does appear, according to the latest story across the wire now, to be the case.
What are they hoping to accomplish? Because they don't seem to have accomplished it yet.
No, exactly. I mean, I think that, you know, they're playing a long game, aren't they? I mean, their plan obviously didn't pan out as quickly as they would have liked. You know, we all know it was a 6-month deal. They wanted to bring down stockpiles, global stockpiles, to the 5-year average. There's no way that's happened yet. There's no way it will happen in the next few months. So clearly they're going to have to keep doing what they're doing. And if you look at some consultancies like the IEA, for example, thinks in the first quarter or first half of next year, the stockpiles will come back to some sort of normality, if you like, or close to the 5-year average, which is what they've been targeting all along. There's a couple of key questions which have come out of the meeting in Vienna. There seems like, you know, traders and investors and other people who are very concerned with the oil market are asking, you know, what is OPEC's exit strategy out of all this? You know, this can't just keep going. You know, you can't just keep having this sort of big question looming over the market every 6-9 months saying, oh, we're going to roll over. At the moment, OPEC isn't really communicating what will happen next. So come March 2018, when the 9 months expires, what then? That isn't clear. And that is, I think, that you'll start to hear more and more, I think, noise about, you know, the next stage, if you like, the next step in OPEC strategy. Because as we can all see, and with U.S. shale, you know, this is really kind of kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, and as you say, they keep doing what they've been doing. And do the shale producers just keep doing what they've been doing?
Yeah, I would. I mean, you know, they've hedged for most of this year, and they're going to start hedging probably now. The market's going to be supported by this extension. They're going to probably hedge quite significantly for 2018. So we're not going to see any sort of drop in production in the US. If on the contrary, you know, it's only going to keep growing. You know, the crews, you know, the money that are going into the Permian in particular are just going to see the numbers, you know, the barrels out of that basin just go up and up and up. And there is no way US is going to ease up on that.
Chris Hell, thank you very much. And you can read Chris's analysis and other news, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts in the Bloomberg Brief digital newsletter. Sign up now at BloombergBriefs.com, or for terminal customers, use the function Brief Go. West Texas Intermediate crude right now down 1.3% to $50.70 a barrel. Brent crude lower by 1.1% to $53.37. Bloomberg Daybreak, brought to you by Land Rover. Visit your local tri-state area retailer for special lease and finance offers. Land Rover, above and beyond.